PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Atlanta under a flash flood emergency for the first time ever in the history of the city as Tropical Storm Helene blows through, according to the National Weather Service. Atlanta has had its highest three-day rainfall total in more than 100 years. At least two dozen people had to be rescued as of this morning. The city remains under a tropical storm warning. Now at least seven people are dead in Helene's aftermath in Tampa, Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia. New Jerseyans are once again able to order free at-home COVID-19 tests.
The federal government relaunched the program Thursday. People can go to covid.gov/tests and order four of the tests. This is the third year in a row the free tests have been offered by the government. Health officials said as Americans begin to move their gatherings indoors, these tests will help keep families and their loved ones safe this fall and winter seasons. I'm Michael Kastner.
A man who rushed a child to a hospital after he was unresponsive in June has now been charged with drug and weapons offenses, according to the U.S. attorney. 27-year-old Daniel Garcia Jr. of Maple Shade brought the child in on June 23rd. A drug screening found fentanyl, cocaine, and other drugs in the child's system. A search warrant of Garcia's home found cash, drug packaging paraphernalia, and ammunition. Every single law enforcement agency in Union County will host gun surrender events on October 5th. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., it is believed to be the first time in state history that an entire county is doing this, which is only possible through a collaborative effort, says Union County Prosecutor William Daniel.
Between the Union County Prosecutor's Office and each and every police department in Union County, without the 100% buy-in of all of these police departments, we would not have this countywide gun surrender in each and every community in our county.
All surrendered firearms, ammunition, and prescription drugs will be properly destroyed per federal and state laws. A list of surrender sites can be found at nj1015.com. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. An unsettled weekend. When will we see the sun again? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Even though the southeastern United States has been facing some dramatic weather from Helene, there's no dangerous weather in New Jersey's weather forecast. No severe thunderstorms, no wind, no flooding, just some rain and clouds here. Scattered rain will lift from southern into central New Jersey as we go through this afternoon and into tonight. It's going to stay muggy and fairly overcast. High temperatures today, lower 70s. Pockets of rain continue tonight with fog likely again, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow stays cloudy and cool, highs around 70, and we will see some spotty showers around, especially across the southern half of the state. More of the same on Sunday. Lots of clouds, a few showers, highs 65 to 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Pemberton 67, Jersey City and Woodbridge both 69. Weather brought to you by Sielka Volkswagen of Flemington. It's easier than ever to own the 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan with 0% financing now through September 30th at Sielka Volkswagen of Flemington.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.